Nolte, GOP senators angry Tucker Carlson accurately described January 6 as mostly peaceful. By John Nolte on March 8, 2023. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, among other Renos, lashed out at Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson for accurately describing the mostly peaceful protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, as mostly peaceful. Here we go. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Senate Republicans lashed out at conservative Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Tuesday after he characterized the deadly January 6 attack on the Capitol as mostly peaceful chaos. A handful of other Senate Republicans on Tuesday pushed back against Carlson's claim that January 6 was peaceful chaos, with Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina blasting the remarks as bullshit. "I think it's bullshit," Tillis told reporters in the Capitol. "On that day, a lot of people incited violence and committed acts of vandalism. And my guess is that more than a few of them were agents of the fascist FBI engaging in the kinds of unconstitutional behavior, blatant entrapment, the disgraced Bureau is infamous for. Anyone guilty of violence on that day should be punished. I believe that, and so does Tucker Carlson." He said so Monday night. This is not a difficult line to draw. But an overwhelming number of peaceful protesters remained peaceful and outnumbered the violent ones, who deserve jail time, by a wide mile. And so the science makes clear mostly peaceful is accurate. And why wouldn't these peaceful protesters have remained peaceful with the Capitol Police as their own personal tour guides? Naturally, Mitt is in a snit. "It's really sad to see Tucker Carlson go off the rails like that," Romney whined. Senator Cook added that Carlson is joining a range of shock jocks that are disappointing America and feeding falsehoods. Other Republican senators are selling their souls to the same NBC that would happily press a red button to give them gut cancer. But not a single one of them, not one, has based their criticism of Carlson on the facts. Not a single one has said Carlson broadcast surveillance video from the U.S. Capitol that is doctored or not real. These fascist senators, including Democrat Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, are not angry that Carlson got the facts wrong, because he didn't. They are angry he's reporting the truth, the full context, the information concealed from the public by the rigged January 6 Select Committee and their allies in the corporate media. These fascist senators want the truth hidden and want those charged and convicted for what happened on January 6 to not enjoy the due process that can only come when all the evidence is available. Before Carlson revealed it, did you know that Q Shaman, as he's called, a man currently serving 4 years in prison, was escorted around the U.S. Capitol by the Capitol Police? I didn't. Don't you think that information is relevant? I do. But these fascist senators and the corporate media want to hide and censor the truth. Bottom line, when someone is complaining that you reported a story but are not complaining you got the facts wrong, you are doing it exactly right. Especially when it's a McConnell or a Romney doing the complaining. After Tucker is done with this video, every minute of that footage should be scrutinized by Capitol Security to ensure no security issues are revealed, and then released online in full to the public and, most especially, the lawyers of those facing charges for January 6. That's the American way. Those opposed to this are not American. They are today's version of Joe McCarthy. The moment your embrace of due process and civil rights becomes political, you are Joe McCarthy, a disgrace to the office and the country. Breitbart went through this when we busted Lena Dunham for lying about being raped by a college Republican. We were blistered and attacked for reporting the story, but not for getting the story wrong. Well, it wasn't wrong. The story was bulletproof, and Dunham ended up admitting it was a lie. The publisher removed the lie from future editions of her memoir. And an innocent man got his reputation back. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.